Several half-drunk cowboys from local ranches came into the cafe, took one look at the four well-seasoned men sitting with the much younger rider, and wisely decided to leave them alone. The four older men had the look of Curly Wolf written all over them. The cowboys, all Western-born, had learned at an early age that older men could and would kill you quicker than you could blink. And there was something about that big, solid-looking man with the pale eyes and the huge hands that spelled trouble to those with enough sense to read it. The cowboys ordered their supper and kept any sarcastic remarks they might have had to themselves. But not so one young man who strolled in just as the cowboys were being served their meal. He took one look at Jamie and his group and opened his mouth.
What's this? An old folks' convention?
The cowboys exchanged glances and began eating their supper. They wanted to be through before the fireworks started. And they were, to a man, certain there would be trouble if the loudmouth didn't wise up and do so quickly. Jamie, Red, Logan, and Canby all chose to ignore the young trouble hunter. Rick started to rise from his chair, but Jamie's hand stopped him.
Just forget it. He ain't worth the effort to swat him.
What? Did you say something about me, old-timer?
Oh, goddamn.
Don't push them men, Laredo. Leave it alone.
Shut up, Charlie. Mind your own business.
Suit yourself, Laredo. It's your funeral.
You think...
Shut up, boy!
Jamie turned around, picked up his fork, and began eating his piece of pie.
What? Charlie, did you hear what this old buzzard bait just said to me?
Yeah, and I was you, I'd heed that advice. I just now figured out who that man is. That's Jamie Ian McAllister.
McAllister? Why, hell, he must be nearby 100 years old. Where'd you park your cane in your crutch, old man?
Jamie kept his peace and ate his pie.
Laredo, McAllister just got off a 2-year manhunt. He killed some 50-odd men during that time. Doesn't that tell you anything?
I don't believe none of that. I don't believe half of what I said about McAllister.
Laredo moved closer to the table and leaned down, bent over at the waist, and he put his mouth about a foot from Jamie's ear.
Do you hear me, old man? I said, I don't believe none of them things it said about you. I don't believe you fought at the Alamo. I don't believe you're no fast gun. But I do believe you're a big bag of wind. I think you made up all them things yourself. I think you're a liar.
Jamie brought his right elbow up and around fast and hard. The elbow caught the punk flush in the mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Jamie stood up and snatched both of Laredo's guns from their holster, tossing them on the table. Jamie hit him with short, chopping punches, lefts and rights to the face. Laredo lay on the cafe floor, unconscious. Jamie reached down and stripped the gun belt from the man, tossing that on the table, too. Then he picked up Laredo and threw him out the door. Jamie returned to the table, sat down, picked up his fork, and began eating the remainder of his pie.